You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So new research has come out saying that if you snore, independent of smoking or being obese or even having severe apnea, people who snore are more at risk for a heart attack just by snoring. All right. They say snorers may be at greater risk of heart attacks and strokes than those who are overweight, smoke, or even have high cholesterol. They think that people who snore have more thickening or abnormalities in their carotid arteries, which supply the brain with oxygenated blood. Now, if you start to have thickening or abnormalities in the carotid arteries, you're going to be more prone to hardening that artery. And when you do have hardening of your arteries, that could lead to heart attacks, strokes, brain hemorrhages, etc. Now, they say snoring is more common in people who are overweight, but you also see more slender people snore as well. They say 40% of men snore, 24% of women snore, and I'm sure more of you do so as you listen to my show. They say for several years now, scientists have been aware of the relationship between snoring and cardiovascular diseases like heart attacks and strokes, but they kept linking it more towards the sleep apnea. Now, to me, snoring still shows signs of airway resistance. Okay, we want to make sure you're getting as much air as possible. So when you do snore, to me, that's a sound of airway resistance. You know, we talked about farting. Right? That's airway resistance. Air coming out of an opening that is compromised, okay, either through hemorrhoids or through tightening or, you know, there's a variety of ways to make different sounds of burps and farts and sneezes depending on how you, you know, move your mouth or whatever, okay? Yeah, well, you know, mouth and farts is a different story. But anyway, when you snore, you're hearing the sound because of airway resistance. Well, if you're having airway resistance, that means air is not coming in. And if air is not coming in, you're not getting as oxygenated as well. So to me, it always makes sense. But the reason why we used to say in the medical field snoring was bad, it's because it was a sign of sleep apnea. Well, some of these people, they're saying, don't actually have the apnea. The apnea is where you stop breathing in your sleep. So you have airway resistance. You end up not getting enough air. You end up stop breathing. So your body wakes you up, you know, to get air. All right. And that's why people sleep apnea don't sleep that well. They never really get a restful sleep because their body always tries to wake them up so that they are able to breathe. There's central sleep apnea, where the apnea happens from more of a central system in the nervous system, whereas your obstructive sleep apnea happens with a big tongue, with your jaw falling back and the tongue obtruding the narrow airway, big tonsils, big uvula back there. That's more obstructive, horrible sinuses, chronic allergies. Those are things that cause more of the obstructive sleep apnea, more common form of sleep apnea. So now they're saying that isolated snoring may not be as benign as first expected. So they say rather than kicking your snoring partner out of the room, you know, and which, you know, I've done to my husband all the time. I go, you're snoring, you're waking me up, get out of here. I've done that a lot, right? Yeah, have them check for sleep apnea. Or have them do a sleep study and see what's going on oxygenation-wise and what can we do to decrease the snoring. Now, I know some of you wear those Breathe Right nose strips. I mean, if it stops the snoring, as far as I'm concerned, that's a plus. If it decreases the snoring, again, less airway resistance. All right, but I think a lot of us, we have sinus problems. Right, so we don't breathe out of our nose, so we breathe out of our mouth. Remember, the reason why we breathe out of our nose is because evolutionary-wise, if your tongue does fall to the back of the throat, you're still going to breathe. All right? You know, if you aren't getting all the air you need to from your mouth, your nose bypasses and goes behind that pharyngeal part that the tongue can be blocking partially. So it's so important for you to be able to breathe through your nose. I know a lot of you are not nose breathers. Train yourself, please. If you have bad allergies, see the allergy doctor. See your regular doctor. See if they can put you on some Nasonex or antihistamines. I always take a nice hot shower before I go to bed just to open up my nasal passages. Sometimes humidifier. You know, we like to talk about Tabasco sauce and spicy foods, opening up sinuses. It's kind of difficult to do before you go to bed, especially if you have reflux. But opening up your sinuses and opening up your airways are important. Now, what I don't want you to do is use the over-the-counter nasal sympathomimetics, the ones that, like Afrin, these nasal sprays that open you up. What bothers me about those is they could be extremely addictive. What ends up happening is you shoot yourself with that spray. These are the over-the-counter nasal sprays. And I'm not talking about the saline. These are the ones that are supposed to open you up. And they, through vasoconstriction, constrict the vessels such that you don't get congested. But what happens, though, is you get a rebound. And this rebound, once the medicine wears off, causes you to have extreme dilation. With extreme dilation comes fluid. You know, people always ask me, how come the Visine only works X amount of hours? Well, Visine eye drops, right? Visine, to get the red out, it works by vasoconstriction. You constrict the vessels, the whites of your eyes look more white and less red. But then what happens is the medicine wears off, and now you get that rebound dilation. The rebound dilation makes you look more red sometimes. So you need to be very careful with those. And like I said, then you end up kind of becoming addicted to them because you see as soon as it wears off, you got to give yourself another shot of it. And that's something that could kind of, you know, lead to a habit. So anyway, you know, they researched the snoring at the 2013 Combined Sections Meeting of the Triological Society in Arizona, and it shows the vibrations of snoring probably cause trauma and subsequent inflammation of the carotid artery. Now remember, the carotid artery is that main artery that supplies blood to the brain. Right? And they're saying these changes and the thickening of that carotid artery could be what predisposes us to stroke, causes a lack of oxygenation, and causes stress on your other vessels, including your coronary arteries. So this is interesting. They actually say compared to non-smokers, snorers were found to have significantly thicker carotid arteries. So that's where they concluded that if you're a snorer, we're not even talking about sleep apnea, if you snore, you're putting yourself more at risk for heart disease than smoking. Is that crazy? All right, so talk to your doctor. Have him evaluate your snoring. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFePO absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials today. Well, welcome to America. An Italian tourist had to spend the night in jail, all right, in New York City, because he had forgotten his wallet when he couldn't pay his bill at Smith & Wollensky's in Manhattan. I've eaten at this restaurant. This is 49th Street and 3rd Avenue. One of my favorite meals I ever had. It was phenomenal. Phil Hendry, radio icon, genius. We went to dinner with Phil Hendry, Heidi Harris, a few of us, and it was probably one of the best dinners ever. It was phenomenal. I love this place. But they have a tough policy. If you forget your wallet and you can't pay your bill, looks like they call the police. Apparently, Graziano Graziusi asked workers at Smith & Wollensky if he could leave his iPhone as collateral while he returned to his friend's apartment 30 blocks uptown to grab his wallet. Now, 30 blocks, even though it's pretty easy to walk and it's pretty easy to take a cab, in New York, that's still far away. Okay, all right, it's not like it was right across the street. Workers turned down that offer, and the general manager called the police. Okay, the officers reportedly asked whether the 43-year-old man, he's a lawyer from Naples, could arrange for someone to drop off his wallet or to read off his credit card number to pay the $208 bill. The tourist said he couldn't do either, but he told police he would fork over the money if they could give him a lift to his friend's place. Police said, sorry, not a taxi service. So he was cuffed, taken into custody on the second night of his two-week stay in New York. Apparently he was charged with theft of services and held at the 17th Precinct Station on East 51st Street. So pretty close to where he ate. He was released the next morning and he is furious. He said he shouldn't have been arrested to begin with. He had no intention of fleeing without settling this tab and was making reasonable proposals for resolving the issue. No, just have somebody go to your friend's apartment, send somebody to your friend's apartment, have him read off the credit card. I don't know why that couldn't have happened. Anyway, so they're making the police look bad. They're saying that the police, one of them said, sorry, but if you can't pay your bill, you're going to jail. And so they're making the police look bad. I don't understand why this is so wrong. I mean, anytime I go anywhere, I always make sure I have my wallet. I will never walk into any place without my wallet. If I notice that I left my wallet or it, you know, was dropped at the bottom of my car, or if I don't have the money, or if the credit card I have with me is max, which seems to happen a lot these days, then I won't go in. All right. And, you know, people steal. They'll get their free meal and then they'll leave. You know, I waited tables. I worked in restaurants. I hated that. Oh, sorry, I don't have the money. I'll go get it. And there's nothing you could do. They eat and they stiff you. Now, where people get hurt are the innocent ones. You know, I mean, most of us kind of are inclined to believe this nice, handsome Italian lawyer, right, you know, who likes his steak. Pretty attractive, right? Right. I like my men who eat, you know, steak. Remember there was that study, men won't eat salads even if they like salads because it doesn't look sexy? Right? A guy eating a salad is a turnoff, right? Yeah, so anyway, so steak-eating Italian, yeah, you want to trust him, you know, but he forgot his wallet, and it's very easy for him to leave and not come back. I got to admit, though, a $200 bill, whew, you know, how did he, you know, how did he get out of, was that what he ate, or was that the bill for the whole party? Because that was the bill for the whole party, that's pretty cheap. So, another reminder, make sure you have your wallet, okay, because you will go to jail. People don't mess around, especially in this economy. You know, see, us doctors, we take it all the time. We bend over and take it all the time, and I'm sick of it. You see a person for free, they have a deductible, they don't pay. I am tired of giving my services for free. Tired. So, I'm on the company side on this one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of you that are not used to snow, you'll get some hail, like we do in Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. And you'll stick your tongue out, like I have, right, thinking I'm getting snowflakes on my mouth, when it's actually just hail. Well, a study has come out saying that an average piece of hail can have 7 different species of bacteria and over 3,000 chemical compounds. So maybe put your tongue back in your mouth. Danish researchers analyzed hailstones recovered from a storm in May 2009 and found that many of this hail carries several different species of bacteria typically found on plants and almost 3,000 different compounds usually found in soil. They say this could have major implications on our understanding of weather patterns and that certain bacteria may even trigger hailstorms. Can you imagine that? Now, how's the bacteria getting up there? Well, probably trees and atmosphere and things being blown upward. It's doable. You know, I mean, it kind of blows your mind that that something on the soil could go that high up into the atmosphere, and then as hail comes down, it picks it up. But think about it, okay? The whole evaporation thing we learned in the third grade, right? Were we in the second grade? All right, you have water on the soil. The water evaporates. It takes with it all the gook and junk as it goes up into our atmosphere. So they say 3 of the bacterial species discovered were found in most of the hailstones and may represent typical cloud inhabitants. Okay, so they could be living on the clouds too. Again, I still say it's the evaporation, then it goes up on the cloud, and then it sits there, All right, according to the authors, the understandings may help understand how clouds work. You know, clouds are something that I really don't need to know how they work. You know how I think we overanalyze, we overthink things? You know, why can't a cloud just be? Just, it's a cloud. Do we really have to analyze it and dissect it to death? It's a cloud. Sometimes the cloud weeps and it rains. And sometimes this night is nice and fluffy and Care Bears get to just kind of sit on it and watch rainbows and eat pieces of cloud like cotton candy? Why can't just let us still have that image? I really don't want to be dissecting clouds. Leave the clouds the way they are, okay? Anyway, some of the bacterial species can seed the tiny ice crystals that then lead to rain, suggesting they play a role in causing rain. All right, that would be a lot of bacteria. Okay, that would have to be a lot of bacteria to cause thunderstorms. Are you kidding me? They say these bacteria are sucking huge amounts of air from under the clouds, and then bacteria get into the cloud, and then they cause the ice to separate. Fine. All right, if that's, you know, this is totally ruining it for me. Bacteria have been found as far as 24.8 miles up, and they say they may even survive as spores into space. Okay, well, that's exciting. Pretty exciting stuff. All right, I just don't, please don't ruin any image I have of my clouds. Now, speaking of thunderstorms, lightning has been in the news today, saying lightning may cause migraine headaches. In addition to the mother-in-law, in addition to the recession, lightning can also be a culprit if you are a migraine sufferer. A new study published yesterday in the journal Cephalalgia, no, it's a journal about a head, okay, suggests that another migraine trigger could be an unexpected bolt of lightning. 1.21 gigawatts. As part of the study, Jeffrey Martin of the University of Cincinnati and colleagues from elsewhere asked 90 chronic migraine sufferers in Ohio and Missouri to keep detailed daily diaries documenting when they experience headaches for 3 to 6 months. You would not want my diary, because when I get a headache, there's a lot of cuss words. The paper's ripped, right, because I get so mad at my pen. I'm not in a good mood when I have a migraine. Don't ask me for a diary. Afterward, they looked back over this period and analyzed how well the occurrence of headaches correlated with lightning strikes within 25 miles of the participants' houses. They looked at weather factors, temperature, barometric pressure, and they said that there was a 28% increased chance of a migraine and a 31% chance of a non-migraine headache on days when lightning struck nearby. Since lightning usually occurs during thunderstorms, you also wonder, well, is it the barometric pressure? But I think they mathematically dissected that part out, filtered that out. And they say lightning alone can cause close to 21% chance of headaches. I could believe it. It's sudden. It's bright. It's kind of scary looking. I could get that. Yeah, I understand that. All right, despite these results, they say it's a little too immature to argue that lightning is a definitive trigger of migraines. So for those of you going to a bar tonight wanting to argue about something and get into a fight, they say it's too premature to argue that lightning is a definitive trigger. Okay, you're going to have to come up with another subject. I know. This was some, you know, a good juicy scoop. But no, they say no. All right. They say the reason why you can't use this to argue is a number of previous studies have explored the links between weather and migraine headaches, and the results have been unclear. It's been cloudy. Apparently the data has been cloudy. Oh, my gosh. Who wrote this article? This is putting us to sleep. I'm getting a migraine from this article. All right. The study results are still intriguing for a few reasons. I'm not intrigued. One key element of the study was that instead of using instances of lightning as reported by individuals on the ground, they relied on a series of ground sensors that automatically detected lightning strikes. Okay, well, I guess that's pretty cool. See, I don't live in an area where we get a lot of lightning. I get my migraines from just life. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Now, many of you have been weighing in and asking questions and giving us your opinions on women on the battlefield. And as we discussed in the first hour, I'd love to play all the calls and all your comments, but we got so many that we can't. But I do want you to know that we do hear it. All right, we do hear you. I'll just play a couple of them and see what you think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Well, you talking about the women on the battlefield. I got a daughter. I wouldn't want her on there. I wouldn't want the enemy to capture her, strip her naked, and rape her in front of me or any other American woman, including you. You're a pretty woman. I wouldn't want to see them be able to do that.
I hear you.
I'd give up more information to stop that, even though I know they wouldn't stop. They'd just laugh after they got the information and keep on. And then you're talking about, well, they'll have to figure out that men can carry part of the women's packs and all this and that. They just, a woman's, God made a woman different than he made a man. That's all there is to it. I don't know, people don't want to accept that, but they just don't have no place out there on the battlefield.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, and thank you for your call. And like I said, we have so many of your calls, and I won't be able to play all of them. But, you know, the general gist of what I've been hearing is, you know, people have been, like I said, using that disclaimer like we talked about yesterday, where nobody wants to be politically incorrect and say women are built differently than men. We have no problem saying it. Women are built differently than men, all right? But I'm not too worried about women's physical abilities in terms of being able to shoot and being dexterous and being having endurance. Many women in the military are stronger than a lot of men that, you know, sit on the couch, and aren't in the military. So I'm not worried about that. The discussion of rape has been brought up a lot over the last 24 hours. We talked about this in the first hour as well. Many people have brought up, okay, well, you know, what about rape? You know, are women on the battlefield are going to be more at risk of rape? Somebody had brought up the reporter that had been in Egypt was violently raped. Rape is violent, so I'm surprised that's always used to violently rape. The rape is violent no matter what. It's redundant. But, you know, the other thing, the other argument, all right, and again, we're not arguing for or against. What we're doing is we're trying to look at what's best for our national security, all right, and is allowing women in combat a move that was going to be inevitable anyway. Which is something I feel. I think women in combat was going to be inevitable. One, a lot of these women, they want to do it. They understand the risks. They understand the risks of rape. Okay? They understand that. We just don't have enough youth and enough healthy males that would supply, that would staff our military. 20%, from what I understand, 20% of our current male population between 18 and 24 would be eligible. Only 20%. And with many of us having less kids, that number is decreasing. 20% of the amount of the youthful population that we already have. Now, another topic that, you know, is being brought up are, you know, men are being raped on the battlefield as well. All right. These bad guys are real sickos. All right. Ambassador Stevens, from what we understand, was sexually assaulted, as well as his team, prior to them being killed. So in addition to us being concerned about our women being raped, we have to also be concerned about our men being sexually assaulted. And, you know, I get that. You had brought up, you know, if you were in a battalion with her and you have a daughter and God forbid you saw her, you know, be attacked, you would give up all secrets to protect her. You know, it's a very emotional topic, you know. I mean, none of us want, I don't want any of my children, my neighbor's children, I don't want any of our boys right now in the military or women being attacked or assaulted. All right, even if I wasn't related to them, how would I be able to handle this is one reason why I you know, I've been too chicken to be in the military. All right, seeing one of my comrades get hurt, you know, I would want to step up and help that comrade, but you can't in the face of national security. You know, Crimson Tide has been playing on a cable. Crimson Tide, Viggo Mortensen again. Love Viggo Mortensen. Great, great movie. He was also in G.I. Jane, when G.I. Jane was brought up by one of you. Anyway, Viggo Mortensen, gorgeous. Anyway, so he and Denzel Washington write, you guys remember that movie, Gene Hackman? They're on a submarine. An order's supposed to come in. An order came in saying they're supposed to fire nuclear missiles. Then they were undergoing an issue with the submarine. A next message comes in. They couldn't get the next message. Was the next message saying to abort the nuclear missile launch or to continue with it? Was there more information? Denzel said don't abort, or Denzel said don't launch the missiles until we find out what's going on with the message. Gene Hackman says no, we launch our missiles, we do it now. So anyway, Viggo Mortensen, who played Weps, is the one that's now, he's the one basically in the launch room. Okay, he's the one that has the key, he's the one that has the codes. So Gene Hackman decides to put a gun to his head, all right, and make him open up the locker so they could get the launch key. And Viggo Mortensen does it. he's so handsome, he's sweating, and, you know, anyway, okay. And then Gene Hackman goes, well, to hell with that. I can't shoot you because you're the only ones with the code. I'll shoot one of your men here. So one of the men in the weapons room, or Gene Hackman puts a gun to. Okay, and right before he's about to shoot, Weps goes, stop, don't shoot him, you know, and he opens up the locker. Now, of course, those of us watching go, wait a second. Okay, nuclear missiles would kill millions, and one is about to die next to him, and he, you know, he saves him. All right, you know, that's what human nature is, man or woman. Okay, human nature, and I'm not saying because it's in a movie, Crimson Tide, but I mean, think about it. Somebody has a gun to your friend's head. Okay, or somebody is raping one of your colleagues, male or female, all right, and assaulting them or threatening them or torturing them. You know, I mean, you know, our military is trained to not crack. Okay, we don't know what happens with that. We don't know if some crack, some don't. We don't know. And honestly, God bless these guys and gals for putting themselves in that position. But, you know, somebody emailed, Maya had emailed, I don't know where she lives, she had discussed how she's extremely excited about the women being able to take on combat roles. She said she knows the risks of rape. She doesn't need the government preventing her advancement because they're afraid she'll get raped. She doesn't need the government protecting her with that. So if that's how many of the women in the military feel, they're like, okay, you don't have to protect me. I know that's a risk. I know that's a risk. I know that's a risk. I know there's a risk of me being tortured. I know there's a risk of me being killed. You know, does the government have the say to say, no, you're a woman, we don't want you raped, so we don't want you out there? And I don't think it's for us to debate. Leon Panetta already made his decision. Women will be out there in combat roles. The logistics are what's going to be the most difficult to handle, which is something we've discussed. And I know many of you are concerned, and you don't want the women hurt any more than you want our men hurt. And I get that, and you have good hearts. But this is one of those subjects that's going to be politically discussed. Because, as you saw, when it came to abortion discussions, some Republican senators really screwed up by how they spoke. And so you're going to see either people not discuss this so they don't put their foot in their mouth. Right? You know, if somebody, you know, tries to say, look, you know, we don't want our women out there, they could be weaker, that could immediately be construed as that person is a bigot, he's a sexist, he, you know, feels women are weaker, women are beneath men, and all the guy's trying to do is finish his statement on, you know, what do the males in the battalions have to now take on in terms of helping their packs, helping carry, helping, you know, etc. And so, you know, people have to be careful. So you're really not going to see much discussion on this, believe it or not. You won't. Just like with the gays in the military, the decisions are made, and now the military has to decide all the logistics. How are they going to do with boarding and rooming and dealing with that? So, but I do welcome, you know, all your responses, and I'm sorry if I couldn't play them all on air. When we come back, let's get to more medical news. I want to talk about this hospital being sued. This is a very, very interesting case. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a Catholic hospital, from what we understand, has defied its long-held belief that life begins at conception by trying to defend itself in a wrongful death case. Now, this is the story we're being told. I'd like to get more data on this, because I've never heard of a Catholic hospital not believe a fetus was a life. But apparently this is what happened, okay? Lori was a woman who was carrying twins. And back in 2006, she died of a heart attack. This occurred at St. Thomas More Hospital in Cannon City, Colorado. Her twin boys, who she was carrying, unfortunately died as well. She was 31 years old, had gone into the hospital emergency room, vomiting on New Year's Day, had shortness of breath. By the time her husband parked his car and returned to the emergency room, she had lost consciousness. Less than an hour later, had suffered a fatal heart attack. Her twins died with her, having been left inside the womb. Now, the husband argues that the twins could have been saved if the doctors performed a cesarean section immediately. All right? They call it a perimortem cesarean section. Now, the doctor was Dr. Pelham Staples. Dr. Staples was her personal obstetrician. From what we understand, he was also on call, and he was being paged on New Year's Day. The family claims, the husband claims, he never arrived. He does recall, the doctor does recall the husband speaking to him on the phone. All right. And apparently, from what I understand, the husband said that the doctor said, well, what do you want to do? Take the babies, take the babies. And the husband was like, I kept responding, I'm not a doctor. Apparently, you know, he didn't know what to do. I mean, his wife just died. A nurse had listened for fetal heartbeats, but didn't hear any. So the ER doc, Dr. Pelner, decided against the cesarean section. All right. Or I think the ER, yeah, the ER doctor, Dr. Pelner. All right. 2 years later, the father, the husband, has sued the hospital, Dr. Staples, the OB, and the ER doc for the wrongful deaths of his wife and his twins. Now, the hospital and the healthcare provider that runs it, Catholic Health Initiatives, apparently they operate 70 Catholic hospitals in 17 states, have argued that nothing could have been done to save the mom, Mrs. Stodgill. And then to go on to read here, it says, but despite claiming to follow the directives of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops that states that the sanctity of life begins from the moment of conception until death, Catholic health lawyers have turned, they, Corley, I don't want to read the way this is being written because it's twisting it, but they're saying, from what I understand, the lawyers are arguing that the fetus is not a person, and unborn persons cannot be the subject of wrongful death cases because they do not have the same rights as those born alive. Now, the reason why this is such a huge story is because in the Catholic Church, and many of us, you know, may agree with that thinking or may not, that life begins at conception. So now we have lawyers representing the Catholic Church saying, no, you can't sue us for wrongful death because they weren't live. They aren't considered live entities. They're fetuses. One of the defense attorneys, Jason Langley, argued in documents filed with the Colorado Supreme Court that the judge should not overturn the longstanding rule in Colorado that the term person, as is used in the Wrongful Death Act, encompasses only individuals born alive. Colorado state courts define person under the act to include only those born alive. Therefore, plaintiffs cannot maintain wrongful death claims based on two unborn fetuses. See, this is where lawsuits get so ugly. All right, because now, you know, we're looking at, you know, religious convictions, and we're looking at teachings of the Catholic Church now are going to be brought or thrust into this judicial case. And this case is a horrible one. You know, what could have been done? You have a young woman who's pregnant. It sounds to me like she might have had a pulmonary embolism or something, and that caused the strain on the heart, and then her heart stopped with her having the shortness of breath. Or she could have, you know, been having a heart attack. Now, for the doctors not being able to resuscitate her during the heart attack, all right, is that wrongful death? I mean, we've had many people that we have been able to successfully resuscitate during a heart attack, and there are many people that we can't do anything for. We can't regain oxygenation to the heart muscle, and they die. So one aspect to this case is if a doctor loses a young woman to a heart attack, if somebody has a heart attack and the ER doc, he's not God, all right? You know, the ER doc could do as much as he can and he doesn't save her, should he be sued for wrongful death? All right? Now, again, what the plaintiffs are going to have to say is, you know, he, you know, either withheld medicine or withheld proper protocol. But usually for heart attack, there's a pretty common protocol that we use, and we can use the protocol on pregnant women. I mean, it's more important to keep the woman alive for her babies than to worry about giving a medicine that could hurt the babies. All right? You know, like with somebody with an asthmatic attack, we'll use Category C drugs, which aren't the top choice, but we do what we need to keep a woman alive so she could carry the babies. So, you know, my question is why did the woman die? What was so damaged that in the ER they couldn't resuscitate her or save her? You know, and keep in mind, like I said, we're not God. Okay, we're doctors. We will lose people. We will lose people to heart attacks. You know, we will. That's what a heart attack does. There's only so much we could do. So that's one issue. Number two is, could the babies have been saved? All right. Now, from what we understand, the nurse could not hear the heartbeats. Should the doctor then have gone in anyway? The mother's dead. Should the doctor have gone in and tried to take the fetuses out and see what could have been done? Well, where the plaintiffs are going to nail this doctor is that they'll say that he wasn't able to be reached. He was the on-call doctor and unable to be reached. Now, this is something that is frightening for the patients and frightening for the doctors, okay? If I was an obstetrician, I don't see how I could live where I'm living as far away from the hospital. I would want to be right in that hospital's backyard. But keep in mind, in Las Vegas, many doctors treat people at multiple hospitals. So if your patient lands in another hospital across town, I mean, you know, you get in your car and you go, but you may not get there in time. Are you going to be liable? Now, again, we don't have all the details. They're making it sound like the guy didn't even answer his pager on New Year's Day. Again, we would have to see the records of that. Being on call is rough. You know, as a doctor, I hated it. You know, I had my beeper, my pager, when we used beepers, right next to my ear. Because if, you know, God forbid I fell asleep, you know, I could be liable. You know, a part of me just wanted to just camp out in the hospital and just sit there. That's why I'm such a huge fan of teaching hospitals. Because there's doctors running around everywhere. You got your residents. They have to be there all night. Yeah, sometimes you try to, you know, sneak a couple hours shut-eye. And you should try to get some sleep because you're good to know patients the next day if you're sleep-deprived. You know, either way, you could be liable for making a bad mistake. But one of the reasons why, even though I love delivering babies and I love obstetrics, I think it's a phenomenal field, is I just never saw myself being in a position where I could be able to live right by the hospital and get there at a moment's notice. So there could be an argument that he wouldn't have gotten there in time anyway. What's the window, 30 minutes? What's the window, 20 minutes? I mean, could they have her artificially, could they have her intubated? Could they have, having the heart beat such that the babies are still getting blood? But if, I mean, you know, how do you do that? I mean, we've heard of babies successfully being delivered from pregnant women that die, but it has got to happen quick. So what's going to then be, the subjects of this particular lawsuit is, you know, I mean, how much control do doctors have? How much control did he have? Was that control wasted? Did he have an opportunity? But it's a sad case all around. It's horrifying. And the poor dad. All right, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.